For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The T-Biz Podcast delivers T-News that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
Think of us as a digital caravan of storytellers, bringing authentic, authoritative, and exclusive stories to you weekly from the Tea Lands. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. There's a heightened urgency for Earth Day 22. Smallholders now own Rwanda's largest tea factory, and the Mombasa tea auction completes its switch to digital. Plus, Ukraine's only tea garden is producing tasty oolongs from cold-resistant plants that have survived for decades under heavy snow during long winters at temperatures as low as 26 degrees below 0 Celsius. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What makes a perfect cup of Ceylon tea? The perfect cup is from the tea businesses that ensure the protection of all the children living within their tea estates. We salute Keilani Valley, Telawakili, Bogawanthalawa, Harana, and Eliptia Tea Estates. Support Save the Children, Sri Lanka.
There is a heightened sense of urgency this year as the world pauses to reflect on the health of the planet. Friday, April 22nd, marks 52 years of Earth Day advocacy. This year's theme is Invest in Our Planet. Quote, "This is the moment to change it all. The business climate, the political climate, and how we take action on climate," write organizers. Quote, "Now is the time for the unstoppable courage to preserve and protect our health, our families, and our livelihoods. For Earth Day 2022, we need to act boldly, innovate broadly, and implement equitably. It's going to take all of us, all in, businesses, government, and citizens, everyone accounted for, and everyone accountable. A partnership for the planet," end quote. Tea is certified as sustainable on about 19.5% of the 3.5 million hectares under tea globally, according to the United Nations Intergovernmental Group on Tea. The industry can do much better. The International Institute for Sustainable Development writes that governments increasingly recognize that voluntary sustainability standards are tools for advancing sustainable production and consumption practices in line with the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. India's trustee standards are an example of how multi-stakeholders came together to verify that suppliers meet standards that were established with meaningful input from producers, manufacturers, academia, and government regulators. India has since joined the national multi-stakeholder platform known as the UN Forum on Sustainability Standards to advance discussions on how to benefit from voluntary standards. Private sector efforts to boost certified sustainable tea production are led by multinationals that include Ekaterra Tea and its iconic Lipton Yellow Label. Ekaterra has pledged to achieve net zero emissions by 2030 and achieve sustainably sourced tea by 2023, as well as deploy regenerative agriculture for raw materials sourcing. Nikki King, head of sustainability for Unilever's $10 billion North American markets, is focusing on decarbonization. She told Sustainable Brands, quote, What's exciting for me is trying to figure out how we're going to do this without using offsets, end quote. Adopting sustainable practices for its sustainable living brands has saved the company 1 billion euros since 2008. Europe remains the leader in corporate sustainability with half the world's most sustainable publicly listed companies. But EcoVadis reports that North America is closing the gap. One example is the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's decision to make climate risk reporting mandatory for public companies. End quote. Business Insight. Last week, scientists around the world staged protests in 25 countries following the latest report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. The report stated that rapid and deep cuts to greenhouse gases are needed by 2025. Experts said in the report, quote, it's now or never, end quote, to reduce greenhouse gases to achieve the targeted 1.5 degrees Celsius of global warming. In Los Angeles, Peter Kalmus, a NASA climate scientist with the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and a member of the Scientists' Rebellion, chained himself and others to the J.P. Morgan Chase building. Quote, we've been trying to warn you guys for so many decades, Kalmus told reporters. The scientists of the world have been ignored, and it's got to stop. We're going to lose everything, end quote. Smallholders now own Rwanda's largest tea factory. Sir Ian Wood, chair of the Wood Foundation in Scotland, announced that 5,000 tea farmers and cooperatives operating in the Gikumbi district of Rwanda now jointly own the Mulindi Tea Factory. Mulindi is Rwanda's largest tea factory and the first to be owned by smallholders. Farmers collectively harvest 60 to 80 metric tons of green tea leaf daily, averaging 1,500 metric tons per month. The raw leaf is valued at 3 billion Rwandan francs, about 3 million USD. In Rwanda, 60,000 smallholders produce 75% of the country's tea, a crop that generates 93 million annually in sales. The Wood Foundation and Gatsby Africa, a philanthropic investment body, acquired the factory when it was privatized by the government of Rwanda in 2012. Quote, it's been a matter of great pride and satisfaction for Lord Sainsbury and I to work with the tea farmers at Mulindi, said Wood, after meeting Rwanda President Paul Kagame. He wrote that the handover is, quote, a milestone in smallholder farmer empowerment in Rwanda. Business Insight. East African Tea Investments provided $15 million in support during the past 10 years, increasing factory capacity to 120 metric tons of green leaf per day. Farmers during the transition retained a 45% share in the factory. The two foundations financed the training of thousands of farmers and paid $3.1 million in bonuses to achieve productivity goals. Last year, the factory generated $9 million on sales of 4 million kilos of CTC. The Mabasa Tea Auction's new Integrated Tea Trading System, ITTS, is now live, ending physical interaction after a two-year pandemic-induced transition that began in May 2020. East Africa Tea Trade Association Chairperson Arthur Sowi told the East African that all digital trading will increase profits for farmers by cutting operational expenses. Quote, this will reduce cost and time as traders will not have to travel physically to trade their teas, he said. At the onset of the pandemic, the Danish International Development Agency, DINIDA, offered to fund the 2.12 million digital platform to ease cross-border trade. Mombasa trades tea from several East African countries located hundreds and in some cases thousands of miles from Kenya's capital. Physical auctions require a lot of interaction between brokers, warehouses, producers, and buyers, leading to a trading cycle of 45 to 60 days. Automation will reduce the trading cycle by 65% to less than a month, enable traders to monitor the auction on their cell phones, and generate lots of useful real-time data on pricing and quantities available for sale. Quote, real-time information on what is happening on the auction will bring transparency and increase confidence in the process, said ETTA Managing Director Edward Madipo. Arvinda Ananthiraman in Bengaluru reports on this week's tea auction prices.
India tea price report for the week ending April 9, 2022. The Indian tea industry, still grappling with reduced exports to Russia, is now facing climate change woes. Darjeeling saw an unexpected hailstorm in some parts last week. In auctions, all three auction centers in North India operated for sale 14. Guwahati saw good demand and prices for well-made teas were reportedly higher than last year. Kolkata also saw good demand for all tea types, with Middle East leading in exports. In the south, the leaf market did well in Cochin, with more exporters coming forward for orthodox tea, presumably to make up for the deficit from Sri Lanka. Kunur saw good demand for CTC leaf, with major blenders and exporters active. And 10 lots of first flush from Sikkim's Temi Tea Gardens is reported to have fetched a record 7,500 rupees a kilo and sold for export to South Korea.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, I'm Bogdan, a passionate tea drinker and the inventor of the ultimate tea machine, the Brewmaker One. Preparation is key to making fine tea. Sequential steepings deliver the best taste possible and unlock the true value of whole leaf teas and botanicals. Brew automates that process without using any pods or capsules. This simple-to-operate smartphone-controlled device stores steeping profiles to consistently make great tea at the push of a button. Brew also reduces time, waste, and energy. That's because I engineered the brew to remember control settings for temperature, brewing time, and quantity. Using my patented process lets you stack steeps simply and conveniently.
This week, TBiz travels to Ukraine, where tea grower Maxim Maligan talks about his work developing cold-resistant tea cultivars that will make it possible to plant tea at higher altitudes and to expand the tea lands into more northern latitudes. Virtually all of the world's tea is grown between the latitudes 20 degrees north and 20 degrees south of the equator. Rising temperatures within this band threaten yields. Climate change is forcing growers to plant upslope at higher elevations where cooler temperatures prevail. Unfortunately, subtropical tea cultivars perish in hard frost, which is common above 7,500 feet. Tea grower Maxim Maligan at the Zornia experimental tea plantation in western Ukraine is cultivating tea at latitude 50 degrees north. Plants there under forced cover have survived decades of heavy snow during long winters at temperatures as low as 26 degrees below zero Celsius. Thank you, Maxim, for joining our podcast. Our first recordings were interrupted by air raid sirens following intense missile attacks north of your home near Kyiv. What is the impact of the invasion on the garden, which is located further west near the Polish border?
We planned to carry out classical formative pruning of the tea bushes in the three seasons, from 2021 to 2023. After the first 2 years of pruning, we planned to test the winter hardiness of the skeleton branches of the bushes and not cover for the winter. This was planned to be done on 300 bushes that grow on the cleaned part of the plantation. Pruning last year showed excellent results. The vegetation of the bushes was from 15 cm after pruning to the 78 cm at the end of the season. This April, we planned to cut at height of 20-25 cm. We will not do this and lose at least 1 year. Also, we will not be able to organize the harvest of tea leaves to produce more tea. Now, it's impossible to predict the consequences of the war and plan their project development.
It's good to know that you remain safe. I speak for a global tea community that wishes your work will continue without war. What is the future of Zernina as it produces only experimental tea and in small batches?
We have organized three ways for the development of the Zernina project. The first one is gaining experience directly on 300 bushes of the plantation. It's not possible to make industrial production there, but it's possible to consistently produce some tea for the large tea testings. The second is the vegetal preproduction of the unique winter-resistant tea. The third is a cooperation with colleagues in Europe on the transfer of tea and growing technologies in harsh climates. The most ambitious project at the idea stage is the creation of new 2-hectare tea plantation in Ukraine, but it's completely frozen, on hold.
Listeners in Europe and northern regions are experimenting with plantings and will be interested in your experiments with cold-resistant cultivars. Will you describe the experiment in greater detail?
About cold weather characteristics and cultivars is an interesting question, and it's not that easy. The history of unique Ukrainian tea plantation has begun in 1949. Non-varietal Georgian and Krasnodar seeds were sown, as well as seeds of the varietal Georgian No. 2, Kangra, and the Japanese-Indian hybrid. This is stated in the scientific literature. We made a map of the entire plantation area with the help of the GPS. The total area is 1.4 hectares. Most of it has been destroyed. The surviving tea plants in the five places have different morphological features. Unfortunately, we still have not been able to find specialized in the post-Soviet space who could establish a tea variety according to the morphological characteristic of plants. In this case, need to use DNA analysis. But for compression, need to have data from the old Soviet cultivars. My personal opinion is that on the restored area, 300 bushes are the Georgian number 2 variety. During his existence, tea plants on the plantation have experienced snowy winters when the minimum temperature was minus 26 degrees. Last winter, the minimum temperature was minus 15 degrees with virtually no snow. Until 1999, Zernina was the most northern tea plantation in Europe. After emerging at Hachanara Tea Garden in Germany, only some of my friends and colleagues, Wolfgang Boucher and Hein Hakim, the Zernina lost their status. But there is the most frost-resistant culture of tea worldwide, up to minus 26. But given the age and adaptation to the local climate, this tea is a Ukrainian frost-resistant subpopulation of Georgian tea. It's my opinion.
intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of tea biz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the Tea Biz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.